President Biden sits down with China's leader. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We were very blunt with one another about places where we disagreed.
He also told Xi Jinping at a meeting ahead of the G20 summit in Indonesia.
I'm not looking for conflict. I'm looking to manage this competition responsibly.
President Biden said the U.S. and China need not engage in a new Cold War.
It was also clear that China and the United States should be able to work together where we can to solve global challenges that require every nation to do its part.
President Biden says he reiterated the U.S. one-China policy and added he does not believe there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The two leaders did agree the use of nuclear weapons is totally unacceptable. That is something Russian leader Vladimir Putin had hinted at amid his invasion of Ukraine. The president told reporters after the meeting with China's leader, the liberation of Kherson after the retreat of Russian forces is a significant victory.
We're going to continue to provide the capability for the Ukrainian people to defend themselves.
The U.S. has imposed new sanctions, even as a new round of American-Russian talks took place today in Turkey. Now, President Biden also commented on the midterms.
The American people prove once again that democracy is who we are. There's a strong rejection of election deniers at every level.
The vote counting continues with 19 House races still undecided. If Republicans win six, they'll take the majority in the next Congress. But Democrats have kept Senate control, winning 50 seats ahead of a Georgia runoff next month. We expect an update this hour from the University of Virginia, where students have sheltered in place all morning after a shooting left three people dead.
We're not sure if there are students waiting to get more information from the university police. Two injured, but there's a manhunt underway. It happened last night in the 10 o'clock hour behind me Sunday night inside a parking garage.
Fox's David Spunt in Charlottesville. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Why? That is the big question in Texas. After a disaster over the weekend, two planes flew into each other at an air show, killing six people, including both pilots.
Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are still on scene in Dallas, gathering pieces of wreckage from the vintage B-17 bomber and P-63 King Cobra that collided Saturday during the commemorative Air Force's Wings Over Dallas World War II air show, killing Curtis Rowe, Terry Barker, Craig Hutain, and three others. And as thousands of people watched.
Dios mío.
Cell phone video of the collision from at Leah Adime on Twitter. The NTSB says finding a preliminary cause of the crash could take weeks, that the full investigation could take years. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A very different incident in the air is being investigated by the TSA, which is putting some agents back into training in Ohio.
A flight from Cincinnati to Tampa was forced to land in Atlanta after passengers and flight crew discovered one man on board acting strangely and had box cutters.
Oh, babe, there he is.
How did he get a knife on the plane?
They took a screwdriver from me, and he got a box knife. I have no idea.
And he said he was going to stab people?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That from video recorded by others on the flight. Now the TSA agents from the Cincinnati airport are back in training because they failed to spot the box cutters on CT scans and even returned one to the man without blades after a property search. Evan Brown, Fox News.
A split decision on Wall Street so far to start the week. The Dow is up 26 points, but the Nasdaq's down 80. Actor John Aniston has died, the father of Friends actress Jennifer Aniston. Also a soap opera legend. He was on Days of Our Lives for decades. Earlier this year, Aniston was honored with a Daytime Emmy Lifetime Achievement Award. He was 89. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.